Wednesday. I'm a little off because, quite honestly, Bill.
Why are you off?
They say you can't teach an old dog new tricks, and I think they're right.
Why do you say this?
Do you know, almost, I would say, 3 out of the 5 days we're up here, you hit a button to talk to Jasmine.
Yeah, I hit the wrong button every day.
It's the on-air button. So, listeners...
you're saying the one that says on is on...
Every day, Jasmine.
Not every day. 3 out of 5 days.
Every day that he goes to talk to you?
Oh, every day I talk? Yeah, I hit the wrong button.
And it's funny because, like, when you turn the microphone on, it cuts out the sound here in the studio.
Yeah.
And a bright red light shines when the mics are on.
Yeah.
And each time you do it, you seem startled.
I pretend I'm in an episode of Dragnet.
So, listeners, you probably, every time Bill needs to talk to Jasmine, you hear, Jazz?
Yeah. Even when I need to call Jasmine, a lot of times instead of picking up the phone, I'll find a radio studio and I'll go in and I'll press the on button. I'll just talk to her that way. And she has to remind me, just use a telephone. It's so much easier.
This is true.
Yeah. I shouldn't be allowed near anything electric.
You have one button.
Yeah, that's too many. That's one too many.
And you're so funny because you look up like, oh, is that on the air? Yes.
That's why I could never be the president, because I'd be trying to make a smoothie and I would hit the nuclear code button.
Please tell me it can't be that easy.
I don't know. I hope it isn't that easy. This is the bonus hour, and I use the term hour very, very loosely this week because, as you know, if you heard yesterday's show or you're listening to today's show, and I think tomorrow, is it also tomorrow or is today the last day we're on a shortened schedule?
Today's
the last day. Okay.
Let's just tell everybody it's every day. From now on.
No, it's got to be. People want to hear an hour. It's the bonus hour. You can't cheat anybody. So today we'll stop again at what time, Jazz? Is it a half an hour or 35 minutes?
12:30.
12:30, we're out.
Here we go again. We're sure.
It's 12:30.
I got 12:35 in me if you guys want to go 12:35 again.
No, it screws things up. It's not all about us, even though this is our hour.
It's our bonus hour.
Our bonus 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Which, when you talk about getting it after the 12 o'clock news, it's really like the bonus 17 minutes.
Yeah, it's really fast.
Can
it's
I talk
fast.
To you about Dirty Fruit, or did you have something that you needed to discuss
today?
No,
what's
before?
Up with Dirty Fruit?
Well, do you have a favorite fruit? Because I do.
Yeah, the grapefruit.
Oh.
Delicious. So good.
Mine is the strawberry.
The Texas Ruby Red. Nothing wrong with a good strawberry. Don't get me wrong.
Well, I'm very sad to say, I saw this on CNN.com. It's not fake news.
What? What are they saying?
Once again, strawberries top the list of the 12 dirtiest fruits and vegetables, according to an environmental working group.
Oh.
And that bothers me. I got to tell you, when you and I used to get strawberries when we were young kids, they would be in...
When they were a penny a pound.
I don't remember them ever being a penny a pound. I know cigarettes were a penny because I smoked back then.
I just say that because I had a great aunt who, anytime you brought up any food, she would remember the days when they were a penny a pound, and you go, there was never a time you could get lobster tail a penny a pound. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, there was.
If you go far back enough in time.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Well, do you remember you'd go to the supermarket with your mom, and I should have just said Jewel because we always went to the Jewel.
Yeah.
We just happened to live closer in proximity to a Jewel.
Uh-huh.
And the strawberries would come in a kind of a fiber, almost a heavy-duty, corrugated, green square container.
I remember this. Sure.
If they got wet, it's kind of like corrugated cardboard.
Right.
It was not plastic.
Yeah.
Then for a while, they switched to little plastic, green plastic baskets. Like,
yeah.
There was a lot of air, and things could be vented through there.
Right, I remember that too, yeah.
Now, there are in these clamshell plastic containers that there's nothing breathable. So I kid you not, when I go to purchase strawberries, again, my favorite fruit, I would have them in the house at every moment. I can't find two containers that don't have mold in them.
Well, I think the purpose of that container was that you now are able to see, if everything goes well, you could see
The mold.
The state of each strawberry, and if there is mold, then you avoid it.
But it's all moldy because there's no breathe room.
Oh.
Like, again, back in the day, and I know you hate that expression, in the olden days,
Yeah, in the early days of strawberries.
It was in this cardboard container, then it turned into a little plastic basket,
yeah.
But there were a lot of holes, a lot of open air
right.
where
the strawberries could breathe.
Right.
Yeah.
Now they're suffocating, and they're, my mother-in-law.
Strawbicide. It's strawbicide is what it is.
My mother-in-law claims that people put the moldy one in the middle of the package and put good fruit around it so you grab it. Because it does seem
maybe.
Like every darned package of strawberries you get, blueberries too, that same plastic.
Yes.
You're suffocating them.
Yeah.
Is that bluebericide?
That would qualify as bluebericide, yeah. Well, that's just, how do we combat this?
I don't know, but
must stop.
Every year since 2004, the group called Environmental Working Group, not a very creative name.
I'd go something better than that.
It's a nonprofit, nonpartisan environmental organization.
I'd go the Fruit Loops or something
that. Oh, yeah, see?
Yeah.
Why are you not into marketing?
Ah, you got to get up so early.
And wear a suit.
Yeah, I'm out.
They ranked pesticide contamination in 47 popular fruits and vegetables for its Shopper's Guide to Pesticides in Produce. Pesticides include a wide array of chemicals that kill unwanted insects, plants, molds, and rodents. Spinach is the second dirtiest item. Now, remember, I said strawberries were the top dirtiest item.
Yeah.
God.
It shouldn't be that way.
No, and spinach is the second dirtiest.
Just in terms of there being things like mold or pesticide or bugs, whatever on it.
Yes, this Dirty Dozen in order of contamination.
Yeah.
Nectarines, again, my next favorite food. Fruit.
Mm.
I love nectarines.
I don't think I've had a nectarine in a long, long time.
Oh, it's not nectarine season yet, but when it is, I'll get you one.
Mm.
Apples.
Mm. No,
I don't
thanks.
I like apples.
Green apple every now and then, but
Honey
never
crisp.
A red.
Honeycrisp is a combo of green and red. Little tart, little
overrated.
Sweet.
Overrated the apple.
Overpriced. I remember when they were $1 a pound.
You could get them for a penny a pound A penny a pound for
apples. Because now it's like $10 a pound for the Honeycrisp apple.
And you'd say to the grocer, could you throw in some caramel? And he'd go, absolutely.
From the bulk?
Penny a pound.
From the bulk area that he'd throw in the caramels?
Yeah.
The Kraft caramels?
Yeah.
Did you melt them and make a caramel apple?
Yeah, they were a penny a pound back then.
All right, so you have strawberries, spinach, nectarines, apples, grapes, peaches, cherries, pears, tomatoes, celery, potatoes, and sweet bell peppers.
Now, this is why if you go to your produce department in any major store, they have the stuff that you can spray on your foods to clean it, and they also have scrubbing brushes where you can scrub your fruits and vegetables. But there's this spray.
You have to buy that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, it's not like they give you complimentary sprays and brushes.
No, you have to buy that on your own.
Just rinse it off.
It used to be a penny a pound when I was a kid, Wendy, but now you have to pay a lot more for it. And what that does is it gives you the peace of mind that you're eating fresh, fruit or vegetables.
All right, well, here's the thing. Each of these foods tested positive for pesticide residue and contained higher concentrations of pesticides than any other produce. In fact, nearly 70% of conventionally grown non-organic produce samples were contaminated. Now, I have not been one to buy the organic fruits and vegetables.
I want to. We can't afford it.
I know.
It's so expensive.
And the reason I want to is I'm thinking about it now. When I grow tomatoes in my yard...
Yeah.
I take a tomato off the tomato vine, and if it had rained, a lot of times I'll just eat it right off the plant.
Oh, you will?
I don't even wash
it.
Sometimes
daring.
I will rinse it with the hose. But I know I didn't put any pesticides on it. So, I mean, I'm just going to get maybe dirt off of it, bug parts.
Yeah.
So
you're okay with that?
Yeah, because I don't want pesticides. That's how natural it is. I can, if my neighbor has an apple tree. I can take an apple. They don't anymore, but, you could take an apple off and eat it.
Right.
So, I mean, why do I want pesticides?
Well.
Because I can't afford the organic stuff.
I guess so.
There's a huge difference.
There's a couple foods that if Terry's shopping, she'll get the organic version.
Like
and you
what?
Can always tell. I'm trying to think of what she gets. I know grapes are one of them. What's the other thing she gets? Like, I can't give in to the price. The price difference is too dramatic
huge.
For me. So I just kind of suck it up. I know I'm going to wash whatever I'm going to eat anyway.
Yeah, but you don't wash it with... you just run it underwater.
I just run it underwater, yeah.
Me too. There's no way that gets the pesticide off.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize it till just now.
But most of the fruits I eat, have some, like...
Have a peel?
Yeah, there's some kind of a...
Protection barrier?
Yeah, like a grapefruit. I'm not just going to bite a grapefruit. I'm cutting it open and eating the inside, not the outside. And the pesticides can't get through the core of the grapefruit.
Well, if you peel it, the pesticide gets on your hand, and then you touch the inner portion.
Maybe. But there was a time... Remember when there was a lime shortage a couple years ago?
Yes.
When limes were like a dollar a lime?
Yes. And typically, they're 12 for a buck.
Right. But the price went way up on
limes. And they
got
really small, was available. Yeah. They were almost the size of key limes, but they weren't key limes.
They were regular limes. So at that point, we were paying 90 cents to a dollar per lime, and then you'd go to the organic section, and they were $1.60, and you'd go, what? $1.60 for a lime?
I remember when they were a penny a pound.
You used to get them for a penny a pound at my grandmother's citrus farm.
Well, all I know is I love strawberries, and every time I look at those packages, there's mold.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I ask Jim very nicely to go to the grocery store, and I do say to him, I said, I want strawberries, get 2 to 3 containers depending on the sale, but please look, and if they're looking smashed or somewhat moldy,
leave them alone.
Just don't even buy any.
Right. Because I'm such a grapefruit fanatic, and the season is coming to a close right now, you know? All right. You can get grapefruit all year round, but they're really
not
only
good
until April, and then they pick up again in November. So all right, you can get grapefruit a couple of different ways. You can either get them individually, or you can get them in bags that have 6 to 8 grapefruit in it, from Ultimate Grapefruit Farms, by the way. So I squeeze each and every grapefruit, and I get the weirdest looks from people because I go out of my way to make sure that if I'm getting a bag of 6 or 8, I want to make sure there's no dud in the bunch. I want to make sure all 6 or 8 of them are firm and good to eat. But if you sit there for any length of time and just feel up your grapefruit, people are going to walk past you in the store and they want to call the manager over.
I am 100% with you.
I don't want to get a bad one. If I'm only getting 6, I want all 6 to be really, really good.
I'm a little bit anal. I know you find that shocking.
I am shocked by this news.
And when I want my freshies, which are just fresh lime margaritas, I will stay at the lime pile.
Yeah.
For 20 minutes.
Get the good ones.
Because it's 12 for a dollar, so you have to pick 12.
Right.
You want a very smooth, shiny skin, because that means that the lime's going to give you more juice.
Right.
So I'm there for quite some time, and then I get mad at myself going, Wendy, just count 12 in your hand, put them in a bag, walk away.
No,
I can't do
ones.
It.
Get the good ones.
And then with corn on the cob, everybody used to get, on my case, not everybody, but a lot of people used to say on the radio and online that I can't believe you would rip open the corn a little bit. You rip some of the husk, to make sure it's not moldy.
Right.
Well, everybody is supposed to do that, because why would you just grab 6 ears of corn? What if when
you'll get a bad one or
yeah,
two?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes they're moldy, or they're like hillbilly corn where they're missing a tooth here and there.
Wow. Is that what it's called?
I just made that up now, but I'm going to call it
that. It should be called that.
You know what I mean, though. It's like a regular inside where there's only like a kernel here and a kernel there. Some are missing.
What would British corn be then?
That might be British corn. I forgot what I called it.
It'll just be
corn?
Slightly discolored.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but see, sometimes it is discolored. And if you don't pull back the husk, you won't know. Well, for years, people have said that's kind of rude of you to do. Well, if you notice at a lot of supermarkets now, they have a big garbage can for people who are husking it.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So all of a sudden, it's okay to do it.
We should put our logo on those baskets. So
it's
reminds
garbage
them.
Can.
I know, but it shows that you're like the patron saint of husking. It could show the consumer, just like Wendy, I'm going to be a smart consumer, and I'm going to make sure I get the most for my corn dollar.
Well, then we'll put your face
on the
all
grapefruit.
No, just on the grapefruit.
All right.
It'll be your head.
I'd be fine with that. So I have been in stores where I make a pile. All right, so picture that you start out, you walk in, and there's 20 bags. They each have 6 grapefruit. So I'll go through the first bag, and I go, well, 5 of them are good, but this one's bad, so discard pile. This one, that one's mostly good, that one's good. But I'll make a pile out of the good ones and bad ones, and people just walk by like, what's wrong with you? I just want 6 good grapefruit. Nothing's wrong with me.
You have no right to make fun of me anymore.
Why?
Because when it comes to grapefruit...
Oh, I love them.
Yeah, I know, but you're
a
little...
I eat a couple a day.
Am I rubbing off on you, or have you always been like this with grapefruit?
I My whole life, I just... They're
no,
like,
I mean picky about it where you have the discard pile. I know you like them.
I've had bad ones. And when you get a bad grapefruit, it's not just bad. It's really bad. So I want them to be sweet and tangy and delicious. I don't want any that are just awful.
That's why I'm anal about things in my life, because I want sweet and tangy and delicious for everything.
What's wrong with that? We ask you. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. More produce discussion.
No, we're pretty much done.
Are we done? We can't go home.
We're going to come back and say goodbye because the White Sox are playing.
So sad.
Who are they playing today?
The Visitors. Back after this, it's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right, we are going to wrap things up, and then it's White Sox baseball.
Jasmine, what time are we out today?
12.
Is that on the air? I didn't mean that to be on the air. Who put this button here?
They're playing the Tampa Bay Rays.
Tampa Bay Rays.
Didn't they used to be the Devil Rays?
They used to be, but some people considered the Devil to be a negative influence. So now they're just the Rays. Did you see Snoop Dogg on with Jimmy Kimmel the other day?
No, but I'm sorry I missed it. I love the dog.
It's so funny. I don't go out of my way to see him, but it seems like almost any time I'm watching TV now, he shows up on whatever show I'm watching. And I have to say, he was at his absolute best the other day. We don't really have time to do this. Maybe we can do this tomorrow. But he talked about who would be, if there was a Mount Rushmore for marijuana, who would be the four faces on it?
Him.
Him, although he said he didn't deserve to be on there.
Oh, yes, he does.
I think he deserves to be on there.
Because of him, I think Martha Stewart should be on it now.
Just the contact high.
Right.
Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
Cheech and Chong.
All right.
And the guy he said is the biggest marijuana smoker he's ever encountered and the only guy who could ever outsmoke him, Willie Nelson.
Really?
Smokes so much, sometimes he forgets to pay his taxes. We should call him and remind him this is the week.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll call him on the air tomorrow to remind him. All right, White Sox baseball is next. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. I'm Bill, that's Wendy. Good night.